that's Sasha.
We are the Cool Nerd Weed Show live on Adobe Radio. Sorry, my iTunes. Okay, there we go. My iTunes. I got a new phone, so I'm glad that that played. We're live on Adobe Radio, and we are very happy to be here with you on another week of funsies. We had such a good week last week. It really was.
It was. It was. We haven't done that much in forever.
No.
All at one, in 1 week. We packed it all in 1 week.
We did. You know, that's how it goes. You know, you don't do a lot of stuff for a while, and then all of a sudden you get all busy and stuff. Follow us on Twitter at Cool Nerd Weed. Follow us on Instagram, Cool Nerd Weed Show, and everywhere else that you can find us, where social media is found. You know, social media kind of hasn't figured out what to do with weed yet. Nobody has, I guess.
It's a reoccurring theme.
Yeah, we did learn that other people feel. I mean, we know that other people feel shadow banned and stuff like that. Yeah, well, I don't know. We'll see how it goes with all that. But for right now, Instagram, not the worst option for us. But there should be better platforms for us. But yeah, I was pontificating about that because, you know, when we go to these events, it's like, you know, to connect with people, like to there's like a community that TS and I are going to talk about today that, it's kind of hard to connect with people for me anyway, cause I don't really, you know, I'm not out and about in the world, and like, it's nice to have social media sometimes for, especially even like our show and stuff. Like, it's nice to have like followers and people to be able to message us, to be able to talk to you. I think that that's nice. And it bums me out that, like, you know, Instagram is making it harder for, or social media is making it harder for cannabis pages to exist.
Why don't they like us? Why don't the Zuckerbergs of the world embrace cannabis?
I don't know.
The Zuckerbergs.
What are we smoking?
We are smoking Wonder Brett's Peach Oz or Peach OZ.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that was part of the great experiences that TS and I had. Yeah, we went to that Pop and Barkley event a couple weeks ago, the week before this, and that kind of like kicked us off to like going to stuff. And then like there was like a cluster of like cannabis events that happened, and we saw the invite for the Peach OZ. Well, I saw the invite for the Peach OZ event and like forwarded it to TS, and he was like, well, it's a high ticket item, and I was like, oh, like I didn't even, you know what I mean, I didn't even look at what it was. I just saw Wonder Brett and got excited.
Yeah, for sure, I did too. And
but you know, it turns out like sometimes you have to pay for stuff. That's good. And and
you were not afraid.
Hell no, especially when it comes to Wonder Brett. Like, not for nothing. Like, and we also went to the Stony Slice event too. So I just wanted to mention that because we're going to talk about that too. But the Wonder Brett we went to first. The Stony Slice, I think we bought tickets to first, actually. But so we were already looking forward to that. Like, you took the day off and everything.
Took the day off of work.
Yeah, like we like committed to enjoying ourselves like, this past weekend. So that was like even better. You know what I mean? We were like, and we even have Stony Slice. So like we were just like so stoked. So I got the invite. I was like, you know, not for anything. We used to go to Lowell, and we'd go to Lowell like once a month, and like we'd fucking like drop bank. Like we would always be smoking out of like all the contraptions, obviously. And so we'd get like a top shelf concentrate. We would get like an eighth weed. I would get like hella pre-rolls.
Oh,
like,
yeah, we'd always buy like an El Blunto.
Right. So, and then the food. So like we would definitely like be spending a good amount of money, and we would always say, like, people would be like, oh, it's so expensive at the cafe, and we'd be like, yeah, like, but you are paying for like an experience and for quality. The food was really always really good. The weed was pretty good. The contraptions were pretty good at Lowell, I'm talking about. So that's how I justified it in my head. Like, I was like, we've done this.
It's not like I'm for sure.
It's not like, you know, I'm being like I guess I just had, because I'm like, so, you know, I had to like talk to myself and be like, you know what, like, you know, we never do these things.
I don't know if there was much debate in your head, because about 5 seconds, maybe two, well, maybe, okay, like a, maybe like 2 minutes after I mean, I got off
after
the phone, you're
I
like,
bought the tickets.
You were like, oh, after.
After.
Right after. You're like,
not
okay.
Before. Before, And I would learn later that I was the first person to buy tickets to this event. Literally the first person
in
line.
Very first one in
line.
That's
how excited I was for this event. I just like knew in my heart of hearts that it was going to be like something to remember. I did. I just had a feeling. I knew it was Wonder Bra, and I've seen the Cannabis Supper Club. That's who also was in collaboration. I mentioned that. The Cannabis Supper Club. You've seen them. They're like on TV and they do stuff. They do stuff on the regular, but
I think there's a they do various Cannabis Supper Club events all over the city regularly.
And yeah, yeah.
Probably, you know, several a week maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I think they really go at it. But I guess Brett and Wonder Brett like also work with them too. So they decided to collaborate, and it was like an experience. It wasn't just to celebrate the weed, honestly. Like it was like there was music. There was like on the thing it said like live music, like drinks, fucking Wonder Brett. That's all I needed in my life, and art. There was live art, so I was like done. So that and then so after, but that, then afterwards I was like, well, you know, but I always say when it comes to weed, like, you should pay for something good. Like, that's the whole thing. You know, like, it's not wasting your money.
No, no.
You're putting it to something that you're really going to enjoy and it's going to bring you a lot of pleasure and relief. So, you know, that's what I always say. I was just, like, having a moment, but I was like, whatever, man, I'm rich, bitch. So...
You're like, we're going. Well, oh, damn.
You're like, okay. I was like, no, we're going. You get the weed. That's it. and you know.
Yeah, and like nerds, we bring our own supplies.
Well, just
we
in case, because you never know. I didn't want to assume. I mean, obviously it's Wonder Bread, so you know they're going to come correct. But like, you never know. There are some events where there are no weed. We've gone to events where we've seen no weed. We don't want to be rude, so... We always come prepared. And usually we need a little extra weed anyway, because it's just like how we are. And while we wait, you know.
Well, yeah, because
not only was I the first person to buy a ticket, I was like,
we were the first people through the door.
Okay, but okay, the person who told me that I was the first person to buy tickets was the best person who could have possibly told me that. It was like Brett him fucking self.
Wonder Brett
who
himself.
Who we just like stumbled into. It was just like casually standing there like a fucking genius person. And like, we're like, hey, you know, we're social enthusiasts. And he's like, I'm Brett. And we were like.
Got all excited. Because
you wanted to say
yeah.
like the Brett. Like obviously it'd be like pretty funny if his name was Brett. And he wasn't Brett. He just like I would clarify that. If So I was like. Yeah, it's the Brett. I got all like fucking like geeked out for sure. And I was like, we love you. And we love you so many times. It's so corny.
We love you. We love you. We were totally like, we're not worthy.
For realsies. We're
not worthy.
We were absolutely Wayne's Worlding. Like every part of that we were just like, oh my god. So we did, we like ran around each other. I said I love you 6 times, and then he was like, you're the first person to buy tickets. And I was like, of course. I was like, yeah, of course I was, because like this really did excite me. And we were sitting next to a couple who had actually been to a couple of these events too, so I was like, oh, like we should go to these things more.
We should go more.
There that was pretty well, pretty fantastic.
Then Mr. Brett, Mr. Wonder Brett handed us our gift bags.
Yes. Oh, I destroyed mine, but I actually kind of have it.
Oh, you got the little box.
I do. I forgot I did, but yeah. Then they gave us a little box. We're showing this on the Zoom. And subscribe to our YouTube or whatever that is. And yeah, they gave us a little box. They gave us an eighth of Peach OZ, which is so good. So an eighth of Peach OZ. Oh my god, such cute like little pins. I guess Hyper Wolf. I'm not quite sure I guess they
that was the device that was heating and monitoring the temperature of our dabs.
That shit was cool.
Yeah.
We nerded out over that
totally.
As well. That was really cool. Check out Hyper Wolf. That shit blew our minds. It was funny, the guy was like talking about dabs to us. We were like we were very polite. He's like, it's like yeah. dabbing, it's like vapor, but it's not vapor.
But
we were like,
vapor.
Trust
we're
us,
like,
we get it.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah.
We love it. But it was actually an experience like no other, because I had never smoked from a device like that. And those rigs were beautiful. And
the dab
if it
rigs
wasn't
were...
the eight literal joints that we smoked before that, and we'll talk about the pairings, then it was those things that got us like fucking really high. Like usually we go out after an event and like break it down. We're just like a night. We're so happy. Like, so yeah. So, okay. So I do want to get to Stony. So, I want to go over like what they gave us too, because we do the rating thing now. And I don't think we'll do like a little rating afterwards, but we rated our events for a long time, the Cool Nerds, because we're assholes and I don't know why I listen to the show, but we did, we rated events because we went to a lot. We were so impressed by the amount of weed, at this event.
Well, yeah,
is that like an understatement? Like I felt like I couldn't believe that the size of the joints that they were giving. They gave us a joint with each course. There were five courses.
Before we even got to dinner, there was the dab bar.
There was the dab bar.
We smoked.
There was a vendor there that was making hash joints with the Axiom hash, with the hash as paper. We smoked.
Yeah, the hash wraps.
Yes, those were hash wrap. There was no paper.
I've never had anything like that.
It was truly an innovation.
And, you know, we smoked a lot of hash before dinner. And had several dabs.
And we had smoked a couple joints of our own.
The finest of the Beyond Blueberry.
Oh, so good. Oh, yeah. Blueberry. Was there like garlic cookies or something like that? Or was that Papa and Barkley?
No, that was Papa and Barkley.
What was the other one that we did?
It
was banana.
Pineapple.
Wasn't there?
Well, that was in the.
No, that was
the flower.
Weed. Fuck.
It was
a cup overflow.
Pineapple.
OG, yeah, that's what I dabbed first.
I think the pink Picasso.
Oh yeah, that's right. That was lovely. Sorry, I got that completely wrong. That's why I asked before the show if you had it up, because I don't remember any of it. But yeah, no, that was really, really nice. We smoked that pineapple was amazing, and the blueberry was amazing. And we did that before, and then we sat down, and they gave us like all of the food. Also to note, we do something similar as Cannabis Supper Club. TS and I do plant-based, which is pairing weed with plant-based food. So we can dig it. Like we did a Wonder Bread episode as well. So like this was right up our alley. This was like tailored for us.
Totally.
I feel like they did the whole thing.
The whole thing was just for us. So the Peach Oz experience starts out with a mousse bouche.
Yes.
Of a cheese tart with some peach marmalade. Mm. And okay, this was really interesting. They came around with, they had champagne glasses on the table.
Yeah, they did.
There was some sort of I don't know. It reminded me of a bee smoker, but it was some sort of cannabis device that
I've seen it. It pours. It makes it kind of like I've done this like when I was in my 20s. Like you take a cup out of the freezer, and then you you blow the smoke into it from like a joint or whatever, and hold it, and then you give it. Yeah, and just like drink it. So that's what they did. They like, but it was cool. It was like. Not vapor. I don't know. It was smoke.
It was. I don't know what was in. It was smoke, out of like the bee smoker.
Yeah, yeah. And then they like poured it.
They poured it into the champagne glasses, and we drank it.
And that was cool.
Just did that. That was very cool. Got a nice light hit to start the meal off.
And then they came out and they like told us some stories, and it was quite lovely. All people who seemingly have been in the game for a long time. And I think that was even lovelier. It was really cool to see some G's. Like Brett is clearly a G and he runs with G's, and his family was there.
Oh yeah. Mom was there.
Fucking lighting up like a boss. Like she downed the champagne thing. I saw it, always had a joint in her hand. Just so hilarious. Like chatting up the people next to her, like Brett's mom. It's fucking cool. And Brett is fucking cool. And I really like appreciate this, because it was not only like did it celebrate like the art of weed, it celebrated like we can do this with other stuff, you know, like wine is what we always compare to the pairings and stuff like that. But it was even better. Like with the amuse-bouche, did they give us that the first joint yet? They did.
That was
start smoking and we were like,
that was, can we smoke yet? That was the first sort of smoke. Yes. was out of the champagne glass. And then
they came
around and the next course was the scallop kudo.
Yes.
And that was paired with the peach Oz. And they gave us like a good sized joint.
Yeah, like
that.
Pretty big.
It was pretty big. And they came through and they're like, you know, take a dry hit, puff on this.
That's what we really like too, is like they were coming from like two fucking idiots who have a podcast, but like they really knew their shit.
Absolutely.
And TS and I really don't get that a lot.
We appreciate that.
Like, and we do, like, we don't see that a lot, rather. And like, we really do appreciate like people who come in and say you should dry hit a joint, because
That tells the story.
That's old school smoke. You know what I mean? That's the first. That's the old school way to test anything. And, you know, it tells a story.
Roll it up. Take a dry hit.
And then the chef would come out and be like, this is what I made and this is why I made it. And it would like go with the strain. Mostly it was celebrating the peach OZ, which is something to be celebrating. This is really good.
We're celebrating it right now.
We are. Yeah. And it's funny. These tested like 19%. And we smoked before the show. I don't really want to get into it, but we smoked this 420 Kingdom, and I'm bummed because I really like this brand and I really like this, the way they're going, but we got a very high testing weed that I was like stoked on that. I don't know. Not doing it. But this at 19% is like,
it's way different.
Yeah. Like it's, and the joints they rolled that night were clearly like fresh.
They were fresh.
You could just taste
full
the peach
flower.
Taste the sweetness of the peach. Taste a little bit like candies. So the scallops, and then what?
Squash. It was a squash, like a vegetable.
I couldn't remember. Like my therapist was asking me what we ate, and I was like, it was so good. I don't remember.
Agnolotti?
Oh, the agnolotti. Agnolotti. Oh my God, that was so
squash
good.
Squash agnolotti. That was delicious, and that was paired with the orange banana.
That was so bomb.
Which the orange sunset was one of our favorite terps.
We smoked that. That was like, we smoked that. That got us through 2019. It was brought to you by Orange Banana, grew by Wonder Bread, 2K19, and the Nerds. I mean, you did not catch us not smoking that. Every time there's a picture of us, we tag Wonder Bread because we're smoking. Like, it was the year of that. So that was very like yummy and familiar to us. And that was a good dish. I really like that. So yeah, we're on like our second like pretty big joint, and TS and I finished them.
Yes, we finished them.
So we were one of the only people who finished.
Each meal was, you were provided with a single serve,
good sized
joint.
Of us.
Each of us, yes.
So it was,
we didn't have to
joints.
Share with anybody.
Yeah, yeah, which I thought was very generous. So then the third.
The third act. Yeah. Was the fourth act is the smoked duck breast.
Oh yes,
with chili peach glaze.
Worried about this because I usually don't eat meat, but I had to try it. It was so good. And it was that was with the peach OZ too.
That was paired with peach OZ. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was peach chili peach glaze, some spiced carrots, caramelized stone fruit, crispy candied ginger, and scallions.
It was so good. Yeah, that was
and
so good.
That one, actually, the sauce was, we have a picture, it was dripped onto the plate.
Yeah.
To look like a Wonder Bread painting.
That was awesome. And that was cool, too, is like, and Stony Slice, too, is also like very about the vibe. Like, that was really important. We realized when we were at the Pop and Barkley event, like, vibe is so important at a cannabis event because you're getting stoned, you know what I mean? And like, you want to be comfortable and you want to enjoy yourself. And like, the vibe at Wonder Bread and Stony, Wonder Bread centered around like art and music and shit. And so did Stony, actually. They had like a cool live DJ. And like, Brett was like painting live and shit. And like, we each got like a painting that was like that night, which was really, really cool. It's like the Peach OZ box. And that's something that's like very centric to Wonder Bread, is like their boxes and stuff. Like their Black Orchid box is like super, super cool. And they had this like really cool thing that we didn't get a picture, or I didn't get a picture of the Wonder Bread display, like was like all, it's like a
all
W
the
with like the boxes. And that was like super, like very like, I don't know. It just made you feel like happy and good. And the space was happy and good. And at Stony too, it was like, it was just like a very welcoming and like we're here to like celebrate like being able to do this and also like make it but fucking make it classy, you know, like I feel like it was very elevated.
It was
so very
it
sophisticated was. Getting a painting. And then what after the duck?
Ooh, the dessert course came was the chocolate tart with the passion fruit.
I was so full by then. I was like, oh my God. I still ate it, but
yeah, I ate like almost all of it.
I ate a lot of it. It was really good. It was really, really,
and that,
really good.
And that was paired with a pink Picasso.
Yeah. And I was like, really, it was like that like pink Picasso joint was different than any pink Picasso. Well, not, I mean, we always love, I'm a sucker for it, but that made me love it even more because it was like a good batch.
It was a good batch.
Of
and
pink Picasso.
Pink Picasso has, sort of has its roots in the gelato.
I love it.
Family. So it paired perfectly with this dessert.
It was very good. And when the guy came around, who was just a wonderful host, to like give us more wine or and like to see if we needed a to-go container for our joints, he was like, I've been giving everybody containers, but your dopey asses don't need any. Not in those words, but he did say we were the only ones who didn't need a to-go.
Who didn't need a to-go.
I was like, no, I want to smoke every last drop. Are you nuts? Like, I want to savor this. And then we did. And it was really good. It was really good. It was like that nice live performance. And the art was really rad. And then, you know, it felt, you know, we were all nice and toasty. And everybody felt like they were in their own kind of like lane. You know what I mean? Like there was socialization, which was nice. But it wasn't overwhelming, which I always get very overwhelmed when I have to socialize with people. That's why I like when the vibe is good, because then I don't feel overwhelmed and then I can,
it was chill,
just like
it was
chat
chill vibes.
And be happy and like not feel like I'm not, you know, performing or something. Like it was just very chill. And Stony was too. We went to Stony Slice this weekend. He did his first event, Cash from Stony Slice and Company, and it was fucking awesome. It was great. Like it was so fun. It was like, so Stony Slice we've had on, friend of Idovi Radio.
Oh yeah, he was on our 420 special.
He was on our 420 special with the legendary Fish-O-Rama. And it was awesome, and he made us pizza. And like, we wondered too, we were like, is he just gonna be like making them one by one, like in his cool ass oven?
Yeah, that's, he said he makes them one at a time.
And we were like, and, we're like, and he was,
sure,
like
he was.
Fucking like was literally making them with like a little team of people that were just like hustling so hard and like getting orders and like rotating on who was making the pizzas and who was like, and he made sure everything got in and got out, took orders. Nobody really minded, you know what I mean? Like nobody minded waiting. Like, it was a vibe, you know?
Yeah,
we were chilling.
It
was an open bar for the most part. They had mixed drinks, too. And there was a DJ and, like, lots of cool shit to just, like, chill.
There was tables outside.
Yeah,
you could
it was beautiful out.
It was
like,
a
yeah, we
beautiful
like,
night.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It was a perfect, like, downtown area, too, actually. Like, I was kind of stoked on where it was. I'm not going to lie. Like, sometimes when you go downtown, it's, like, always things that are converted into spaces to hang out in for weed events, which is totally cool.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, it's, like, when you can go out like onto the into the public street and feel
some of them are, it's like you're going into a post-apocalyptic land and then
totally
they,
and
they
we've
open
been
the,
to those.
They open the doors and you're like, oh my God,
you're
this
like,
is paradise.
I'm walking into somebody's
and then,
situation
but then,
here.
But then you, when you walk out,
right, and it's like yeah, so because it's like sometimes it's factories, sometimes you know what I mean, like it's like places that are converted. We were talking about that when we were there, but this place was quite lovely and just like really flowed well. Even when it got crowded, it didn't feel like overwhelming, you know, like I said before, like it was a vibe, it just felt good. We found our little nerd corner where we always kind of post up and
can watch the whole
situation, nerd out over like
over pizza
ovens, and you know, and we got the 60 milligrams. I got the Venice Beach, which was really yummy, and you got the pepperonis.
I just went pepperonis.
I was like, oh my God, that's so good.
I had all 60 milligrams. I ate that pizza so fast.
I was pretty hungry by the time. I was starving.
I
was so hungry that like by the time I ate, I wasn't hungry anymore. It was just like lady stuff, but you were, you, I was like, you're gonna be high.
I ate that pizza so fast. I'm like, I need to chill. I need to slow down and savor this. So,
it
finally digested. It started digesting. We were outside. I was like,
you're like, oh, starting.
I'm gonna be really
I had like two slices of mine, and I feel like it did. I hadn't eaten anything, so I feel like I metabolized it really quickly, or I digested it really quickly. I don't know what I'm talking about, but so yeah, it was really, really good.
The pizza is just
we're both like having a lot of trouble.
Delicious.
The pizza. Oh my god! If we didn't mention it, like, just know that our food experiences have been like this pizza. It's just so like my mouth is watering thinking about it. The crust. I mean, and listen, we're two New York assholes who love our pizza.
Hey, I know a thing or two about pizza.
I'm walking here. But I'm picky. The sauce is really, really good. Like, it's tasty, man. Like, he freaking knows what the fuck he's doing. And it's a really beautiful thing to watch it. Like, I was really genuinely happy for him.
Cash is
fucking doing the damn thing.
Putting
like
on a show behind that.
Oh my god! Just like with ease, pizza oven. Like, and just the whole thing was really well put together and just a ball. Like, everybody was really chilling, just happy to be there, and so were we. We were really stoked. So congratulations to Cash and to Wonder Brett for your new launch and your parties, because these are successful things. The nerds are approve. You haven't heard the last of us talking about it, because we're talking about it later too. Because it was just like my therapist was like, you seem like a new person. Like when I we had two successful socializations, and you know, you're out working in the world. Like I'm still kind of like post pandemic in agoraphobic mode. So when I go out and I like have really nice time, and then like the night's over and nothing bad happened, you know what I mean? Like, we just came home and I stayed up and I think I watched like an episode of TV with my husband, and I think you fell asleep.
I was out.
You said you slept like a baby, and like it felt nice, you know what I mean, to wake up and be like, oh, that was like a successful, and like after Stony too, like we just went home, like had like nice, you had the munchies again. I knew I would too. I did too. And it was like just like a really nice time. I saw somebody I knew at Stony too. Like it was crazy. Like, you know, a whole couple years goes by, I don't see like literally anybody, and then it was like two events, and I'm like, I see people and it's like, wow.
It was really 2 years. It's been 2 years since we've been to any events. Uh-huh. And it feels good to get back out there.
Sure does.
Mix it up. Indeed. with the people. Vibing out.
The people. I'm gonna take a break. It's a good hang out with people. No, it does. We are the people. And it's like it was very nice. So thank you, Wonder Brett, for a wonderful time. Thank you, Stony, for just fucking killing it and like making each pizza yourself. Like, come on, bro. Like stop being so fucking amazing, please. And getting this shit done, like doing it in the first place. Like, man, you're like just killing it. Like killing it with fire. If you're out here, you should check out Stony Slice. I think it's at Stony Slice
underscore
on Instagram.
Yeah, you can just, yeah, it's at
we
Stony
tagged
Slice.
Them in a bunch, we tagged them. And Wonder Brett can also find very easily. If you're in LA. If you're in LA, you gotta try Stony Slice, you gotta try Wonder Brett. Those are our recommendations. They're bougie as fuck though. Like if somebody comes in from like, you know what I mean, from like New Jersey, and they're just like give me to a dispensary, and I'm like, oh, it'll Wonder Brett, and then and why am I at it? Check out beautiful. Well, Stony Slice is like accessible, but it's very, it's fancy. I mean,
it is.
I felt fancy. I felt fancy. I felt like elevated. Like I said, like that's what Wonder Brett was. These are elevated things. So no, you're not getting the mids when you ask the nerds where to go.
Hell no.
Fuck no. These are high level recommendations.
Life is too short to smoke mids.
It's so true. That is what the Cool Nerd Weed Show. We will die by that.
To smoke mids and eat frozen pizza.
It's accessible.
Life is too short.
It's accessible. We're not being bougie. I was just kidding, but it is a little bougie. But it's not. But in a good way. It's a nerdy way. Right? I don't sound like a jerk.
Yeah.
I wasn't convinced. That was not good support.
Yeah, you don't sound like a jerk at all.
Yeah.
A couple of bougie nerds.
That's us. And we're going to take a break and we'll be back. And then we're just going to talk about like the country. I don't know. It's a weird world out there. We're just happy we got to go to some cool events out here. That's what we wanted to get out. And we'll be right back.
Gummies, 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 gummies. I got gummies. Do you want some gummies? It's the Cool Nerd Weed Show.
That's a good one. It's the Cool Nerd Weed Show. That's TS.
And that's Sasha.
We are back. Man, did I sound like a jerk off before? I wasn't being a jerk off. I meant like we recommend. Okay, so before we were talking about follow us on Twitter at Cool Nerd Weed and Cool Nerd Weed Show if you want to tell me I sound like a jerk off. But we were talking about like Stony Slice and Wonder Bread, and those were the two awesome events that we went to. And I was saying like if you're coming from New Jersey, and I'm like go to Wonder Bread. I meant mostly because New Jersey doesn't have stuff like that. So like you want something like more, you know, like I don't know. I don't know
you
what
want,
I meant by
you,
that. And
you
I,
know what?
I retract.
You know what
my
you
statement.
Want to say? That this is really something special.
Yes.
Wonder Bread is really something special.
I just feel like I became a jerk. And Wonder Bread and Stony Slice are
and
really
Stony Slice
something
are
special.
Special. So if you're coming in from anywhere,
you should check them out. You really should. But they're nice. That's what I was trying to say. Is that they're nice. It's like treating yourself. And you should treat
you
yourself.
You should.
When
a little
it comes
self-care.
To weed. That's what we're saying. That's what I'm saying.
You deserve it.
These opinions reflect the show, so you better stand by me. I wasn't dissing on anyone. I was only trying to say how amazing these events were, and they did feel like another level of good times.
It was a great time. It was therapeutic as well.
Yeah. Yeah. I love you, New Jersey. We're not even going to rag on you today. You're fine. You're doing your best when it comes to legalization. You're getting there slowly but surely, and you'll be great. But not everybody is doing so great. Who are we going to talk about first? California? Yeah, I think we're going to talk about California first.
Oh, the illicit market.
Yeah, so like we talk about this from time to time. But as much as California and legal weed is, you know, like we're saying, like we, since we work in the industry in the way that we do, we tend to prefer things that are legal. And that may sound like duh to you, but the California weed business is mostly illegal.
But yeah, it's unfortunately. There's,
it sounds crazy.
It does.
It really does when you say it out loud.
When you throw the estimated illicit market is approaching $8 billion annually. $8
billion. That's insane. That's really, really, really crazy. That's
twice the legal market. So we combine those numbers. Yeah. For a $12 billion plus dollar a year industry in California.
Mm-hmm. For that to be mostly illicit sales, that's a bummer. I mean, okay. We know that what is in effect right now in terms of, because like I just have to say this first so that we don't seem like, so I don't come like a jerk off later. We didn't vote for Prop 64. I didn't.
No.
The way it is written fucking sucks. The way they came in and did it, we knew it would fucking suck. Expunging, we knew it would suck. And it is. That's another thing that this isn't even covering yet. But California's weak sauce on the expunging. So we knew this. A lot of people in the industry didn't vote for this, especially people who are working in the illicit business. TS and I just so happen to have worked hard, TS especially, on being on... I say clean, but I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean like being on the legal side of history.
Above the board.
Why not? Why not have clean money so that you can travel and such? You know what I mean? Like it's easier to stay out than to go in. So we promote that on this show. That is how we like to live, right? I am by no means talking down on people who are not able to do that. We are able. We were able to stay in transition, stay afloat, find what we can find, and stay in the legal part of weed. Some people needed to not do that. Some people needed to survive. Some people found opportunity. I mean, there was a lot of new money that went into the illicit market, And there's a lot of fucking very old money in the illicit market in cannabis. So old that, like, the roots, you can't even untangle them with some shittily put together proposition that's going to blanket, you know, adult use in California. It's very difficult to open up shops to get a license. That was one of the main things. It's very expensive. Taxes are fucking insane. So that leads to, like, no dispensaries. I didn't realize it was this low.
This is insane.
823.
Legal shops.
That's it.
California is the lowest and lags far behind in cannabis shops per capita.
Bro, Alaska has more than us. More per capita than us. Alaska's beating us by, like, well, Alaska's beating everybody.
823 brick and mortar cannabis shops, but they're saying there's close to 3,000 retailer and delivery services operating without permits.
Right. So, which, you know, we know so many people who, when you're somewhere and there's not a dispensary, but there's somebody who's going to deliver it to you from, like, a trap, like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? Like,
you're going to use it. Yeah.
Out of, like, I mean, I know I have principles, but, like, I'm sorry. Like, it's California, and you have access to it. For you not to be providing it is very strange. It's a very strange concept, but they're doing more and more raids and stuff, which I don't know if they think that's going to work, but the problem isn't that these things exist already. Cause the bottom line is that, like, this article we're reading is basically just, like, it's too late, man. Like, the gap is really, really, really big. So seizing all these things, you know what I mean? Going after illegal houses and grows, like, I guess, like, Northern California is just, like, riddled with, like, just
it's
grow houses that,
yeah, I think
there was
gone.
An article on Beard Bros, I think, like, that was just, like, what do they call them? Glow worms or something.
It's
like,
gone, but beyond, it's like full blown greenhouses, illegal greenhouses.
So, like, you'll see
they're
them,
like,
just, like, popping up.
Yeah,
it's creepy. But yeah, they're just like, not even giving a fuck. They're just, like, putting on full on greenhouses. And, you know, it's like, there really isn't anything to do, you know, like, I would hope that maybe there's, like, reform in something that has to do with the legal market. Maybe it's not so difficult to open places, you know.
Well, these large grows that have been getting busted either in Northern California or a lot in the desert communities, they're left unchecked, and they use banned pesticides and whatever other chemical fertilizers that they use, and they're basically poisoning the environment.
Sure. I mean, they're not regulated.
They're not regulated.
There was one thing that, like, we were, like, kind of about when it came to legal weed is, like, I feel a little bit better knowing, like, as a nerd, like, knowing what I'm putting in my body. And, you know, it's a big California thing too. Like, you want to know what you're putting in your body, and when, especially something that's grown in en masse, like, no weed is grown boutique anymore. Everything's very big. So they're going to try and pump that shit up. They're going to try and do what mass produced shit. What happens to mass produced? Weed is not immune to that.
You add some little steroids, get a little more bulk at the end.
Like, you fucking, like, breed your chickens. You know what I mean? It's like fucking Food Inc., but with weed. And it's like, it's not cute. It doesn't yield good results. And the weed often tastes weird. And who knows what's in it, but it's available. And it makes more money. And it is more available to the consumer. Then, you know what I mean? The consumer doesn't have to go in and pay 35% in taxes. And then the people who are in the business make out pretty good too, because they don't have to deal with all the regulation bullshit. But it's just, you know, I don't know. And also California, a lot of places don't want weed.
This was surprising.
Yeah.
To me, shocking, but I don't know, maybe not so shocking. That
when you think about it, yeah.
When you know, they say 60% voted for Prop 64, but right. where were we all located? Where were we all located in LA and San Francisco and Santa Cruz?
Yeah.
Like because there's a lot of places that have opted out of even allowing shops. I mean, this happened before. They didn't want the medical cannabis around, and certain neighborhoods were more accepting of it and others were not. Now those neighborhoods are becoming a lot more accepting. When you find a shop in Culver City, you're like, damn, they never used to let you want to do anything in Culver City.
That's true. That's a good point. Yeah, I guess like certain places are just like, it's stupid of us not to do this.
But still, there's still a huge gap.
I honestly don't know I don't know the answer, and I don't know if it's going to change. Like, I feel good about where, like, we are personally in our journeys, but, you know, I can't judge anybody else in theirs. And, you know, we've seen firsthand how hard it's been for people who have eventually made the legal jump. But, like, it's not been easy for just about everybody in the industry out here. It got really yucky. So legal weed isn't so pretty. So illegal weed looks very pretty to people when it's there. So I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. Please don't do illegal things. If you can, please always buy legal. If you have to stock up in LA, if you're going to Malibu, you know, or the beach areas, because they usually don't have dispensaries. Like, find out where your local dispensary is. And if you do illegal things in a large scale, no, you don't.
Did you know that the fine is so low?
It's low.
It's
really
low. And I guess that was the point of every of
it'd pop up again of somewhere else
of everything. It was to decriminalize and legalize. So
that's a good point.
The current penalty is a misdemeanor and a $500 fine.
I don't know where I fall on that. You know, because you're right. We do want it to be legal.
We want it to be legal.
But we also want it to be good for us and not to cause more problems than
pollute
not.
The environment.
Yeah, like that's the whole point of weed is to be good. Okay, we have a few minutes and I want to talk about New York really quick.
Oh, yeah.
We might save Texas.
Okay.
I think.
New York.
Yeah, Texas did a thing with Delta 8 and we're worried about people who we love in Texas. If you're okay, we hope you're okay. But they're banning Delta 8, which is fucking weird and stupid. So we should spend more time on that. But just telling you, so you know. But in New York this weekend, and this is so lame, like the Post narked on these guys. The NYPD is like now like sniffing around. There's like pictures of people in Washington Square Park. The Post article is actually really funny. Manhattan's troubled Washington Square Park has reached a new low.
New low.
Oh, Washington. Oh, New York Post.
Brazen drug dealers.
New York Post never fails. It's so stupid.
The New York Post, the worst damn paper on the East Coast.
Yeah, it is. Well, they are very unhappy about this farmer's market of weed. I mean, your boy is just like posted up with
is there like a some sort of pop-up flea market sort of situation that happens there on the weekends?
I don't know why this doesn't happen when I'm not there. Like, man, I hope it's there when I get there in a couple months because I will participate in that. Washington Square Park is not, it's not uncommon to find somebody selling weed in Washington Square Park, but this is like it is. I mean, the New York Post is right; it's pretty brazen. They're like out on it's like a table, like you'd set up at a demo event, you know?
Yeah, it looks selling like weeds. An old secret sesh.
It does look like a secret sesh. Oh, but in Washington Square Park, how lovely! I mean, just beautiful. I guess I'd like to try it. They have some neat strains. It does, you know. That's a risk.
Totally.
Put yourself out there like that. Wouldn't necessarily recommend. It's, you know, weed is legal and you can, you know, smoke weed in New York. And I'm not sure, like, the selling thing. I don't know if that's like.
Well, they're saying that they're just a lot of these entrepreneurs, we'll call them, are just going to keep doing it until somebody says stop. And
good for them.
You know, somebody's got to do it. Get out there and do it. This actually, it looks like the early, like the Doja Cup back in the day.
Yeah,
like,
honestly,
where it was
does.
Really like, it was all medical. And I was like, I can't believe this is going on indoors.
You know, I wonder, like, it says the NYPD is like cracking down, but like, it also developed recent pledge. quality of life concerns, quality of, so yeah, like, I mean, you know, like, just like New Yorkers are gonna have some shit to say about this, you know, for sure. So I would get it while you can. I don't know on what grounds the NYPD has to stop it. Maybe like permit to like, but Washington Square Park is like pretty, you know, you do that. We used to go there for the radio station because like you just go there. Like it's like a pretty public arena over there. Yeah, it's highly policed, but like it's like
for sure
you can kind of just go there and smoke weed. Like that's where you go. I mean, it's right by NYU. It's like, you know, it's in every movie that anybody's smoking weed. That's where they're smoking weed. So I don't know. I don't know how it could be shut down, but apparently they might shut it down. But I would like to see that. I wish it wouldn't be shut down. It probably is. But it, you know.
You know, you're not, if you're not hurting anybody and there's no other way, and it's been decriminalized, legalized in California, in New York, then this is what's going to happen. They seem to, all these guys seem to think they're going to get permits sooner or later.
Well, that's great for them. I love it.
I love it. You know, get out there.
I guess like Washington Square Park like has been like really, really popping during like the underground boxing matches.
What? Well, I mean, it's pretty lawless.
No, I mean, there was a point that Washington Square Park was the lamest. Like there was a point where it just like there was like a little period of time where nothing happened. Like the police were just on that shit. And then it just went back to its old.
You can't keep it policed forever.
No.
One of the things that bothers me about this market in New York is that things are labeled with the California
so
medical
dumb.
Logos and recreational logos and all of, it's all the packaging.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just so you know, you can get packaging for your weed from Amazon and make it look like you got it in California. So that's why.
Just beware.
That's why legal weed and illegal weed matters, because if you go to a dispensary with your body and you get legal weed, then you know it's legal. If you're getting it from a dealer, it's probably some mids put in a fucking Amazon bag.
I think I see. Oh, there's the bag. It's right there. This guy's got all the cookies bags.
Right.
In the
you
second
can, like,
photo.
Buy those from,
he's
like,
got
eBay.
Like lion's mane and can't read the other ones, but they're clearly... Clearly, I've seen those bags before.
Yeah, nobody's getting wholesale cookies in New York. Do you hear me? Nobody's getting real cookies right now from California in New York. I don't know if I can make that clear.
They're saying they're getting truffle pie and gorilla cake.
They are not.
They are. I don't believe it for a
That's
second.
That's something else put in a bag that they bought from a retailer. Probably from here. Maybe that did come from here, but the weed didn't. Maybe it did, but it's not that. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back and talk more about the fun that we had. We'll be right back.
The final Huff and Puff with TS and Sasha.
It was like ASMR. It's the final Huff and Puff on the Cool Nerd Weed Show. Well, okay, we're not huffing and puffing today. I mean, we are, but in a good way. I don't know what I'm saying. I really wanted like to say clear words today because I wanted to express my gratitude for the events that we went to. And I don't think I did. So just know in my heart what I mean to communicate is that we had a really good time. And we're really lucky to be able to go to these events and to have like cool people around us that do these things and share it with us and want to share it with us. And it's kind of part of the like community that weed is, you know, like there's like believing in weed, it kind of like unifies everybody, you know. And also there's like a certain type of person, like you're a certain breed of cool human when you believe in weed. Especially out in California, I think.
It brings us all together. It's one thing that we all have in common.
Especially during these dividing times. But seriously, like, it's true. Like, we, you know, we spent, like, a whole full year just kind of yelling at each other and being alone. And, like the weed community did not really suffer because the weed community became essential. So, like, everybody banded together and just was like, fuck it. You know what I mean? We're going to keep doing what we do. This is, like, kind of what... This is our moment, you know what I mean? Like, this is what we've been waiting for, is for the world to give us an opportunity to show us like who the fuck we are. So, you know, that these events can happen is very, it just shows you. It shows you the spirit of like cannabis and stuff like that.
We learned that cannabis is essential function of living. And now that we've come maybe to the sort of the end of this, or a safer time, close to the end.
Yeah, safer access.
Safer times and safer access. We've finally been able to rejoin the cannabis community face to face.
And that's been nice too, because, you know, we didn't quite know what that was going to, man, that tastes good. That's the Peach OZ too.
More Peach OZ.
Another one of our gift joints, but like we didn't know what the socialization scene was going to be like, because cannabis, again, like it's a very like it's social. You're coughing, you know, you're sharing weed. It's pretty much how I gave my whole family COVID, like, you know, so like being safe is number one priority, a number one. And we were at events that like made us feel safe, you know, like Pop and Barkley changed their fucking Puffco tips every 2 seconds. But Wonder Brett provided us with two joints so that nobody had to share.
Everybody had their own joint. Yeah, the cleaning procedure at Pop and Barkley was impressive.
Yeah.
They had a lot of Puffcos and they were being cleaned diligently.
So it's just nice to like feel safe out too, because like I was saying before, like I am like really I don't socialize a lot anymore, and it's like good to know that like when I'm going to do that, I'll be safe and I don't have to worry for like days and days and days when I get home that I'm not going to feel good. It's just like quality stuff. Like the Stony Slice event was just like, you know, quality food, quality ingredients with weed in it. And, you know, nobody at either event or at any event was like too fucked up. You know what I mean? It was that.
No.
It was like
no.
The community. You know what I mean? It was people who know their limits, you know, people who don't just want the most free thing, I guess. Is that fair to say? Is that a dick thing to say?
No, you're, it's a...
It's not spin the wheel for a prize, you know, like this is like quality shit, you know, and we got more than what we, well, worth it. You know what I mean? Like what we got is literally priceless, and also like literally like beyond what we paid for. So like,
absolutely.
I like, again, we always say like, if you want like good weed, like nowadays it's sucks with the taxes, but nowadays I say, you know, like you spend that money, like even back in the day, your top shelf weed. Like, yeah, you should be paying money for.
It's always better to have less of something good than more of something terrible.
So true, Tia. And we do dig a good experience. And like, you know, there's a difference between going, like we've been to a few of these, you know, events, and we've been shown a good time, like, you know, at different places. And this was just like a very like warm couple of experiences for us, and made us feel like, oh shit, like the cannabis community never went anywhere, but face to face, like it just goes to show you that, like, I guess it just goes to show you that it didn't go anywhere, you know, like we could just always fall back to where we always were, because like the weed community is so bomb that it's just like catching up with an old friend, you know, being out there, seeing people that you know, that you don't know, telling people what you do. Like, it's just like riding a bike, and we're glad to be back. So thank you to all of the events that we went to, Stony Slice and Wonder Brett, last week Puff and Barkley. Find them all on our Instagrams. And, you know, thanks for existing and hanging out. And thank you. Follow us on Twitter at Cool Nerd Weed, and follow us on Instagram at Cool Nerd Weed Show, and all the other places. Find us on YouTube and everything. We're everywhere because we love you. And
don't panic.
It's organic.